Peak Wealth Management proudly presents Finding True Wealth with Nick Hopwood, where we believe by providing education and guidance, we help our clients make sound financial decisions, which ultimately puts them on a path towards their definition of true wealth. Now, here is your certified financial planner professional and founder of Peak Wealth Management, Nick Hopwood.
Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in to Finding True Wealth. I'm your host, Nick Hopwood, and today we're going to be talking about how do I know if I'm ready to retire? And there's basically four different questions that I think about. One, the first one has to do with money, and that is, do you have enough? And then the next one is, will you have enough to do? And the third one is, have you had enough of work? Do you have any more work to accomplish? And finally, is your spouse on board? And that might get a chuckle, but it's equally as important as the first three. So on the Finding True Wealth podcast, we're all about understanding what your definition of true wealth is and helping you get there. And one of the most important decisions in your life will be when you retire. If you go too soon, you don't have the financial security, it can be devastating. If you go too soon and you haven't mapped out what you're going to do with your newfound time, you can find yourself bored and depressed. Think for a moment. Do you know someone who retired too soon? And how do you know? Chances are, if you know someone who's working deep into their 70s as well, and you wonder, when in the world are they going to pull the trigger and retire? It's like when you ask your friend Bill, when are you going to call it quits? And in my experience, the answer you get from Bill might not be the truth. He might say something like, well, he still needs the money, which could be true, but it could be a myriad of other reasons as well. Maybe his entire life is defined by his work. Maybe he's afraid of the unknown, afraid he won't have anything to do. Maybe he doesn't want to spend all of his time with his spouse. I know it sounds sad, but it happens. As a certified financial planner, I focus mainly on the first item, which is, do you have enough money? And this is what most clients think about as well. Do you have enough? So I have a lot of experience in this area. I've literally reviewed hundreds of cases since 1999, in fact. And as my career has progressed, I've realized I owe it to my clients to focus not just on money, but the intangibles as well, which is why we're having this chat. I see people with a wide variety of situations where they have a lot of money and they live a large lifestyle. And I see those who have not much money at all and they live like paupers. People generally adapt to the resources they have. And it's an interesting point. Just because you have more money or more resources does not mean that you're happier. We've heard this before, but it is true. All the studies show that. And it's an important point to make. And I think the most important thing to understand is, do you have enough for what you need? For instance, people come to me and they say, I have $1 million in my 401k. Is that enough? Or they come to me and say, I can't retire until I have $2.5 million in my account. And my response to them is always the same. It's not how much money you have in your investments, but it's how much do you spend? What does your cost of living look like? And the guy who spends $50,000 a year and has $2.5 million is probably going to be in pretty good shape. But if you are living on $200,000 today and you have $2 million, that's a different story. And the problem is, when I ask people how much they spend, almost nobody knows the answer. And when you look at the rule of thumb in Money Magazine, they say 80% of your pay is what you need. And I think that's garbage. It's different for everyone. You can't just pick a number. And the thing is, this is the most important data point in the entire analysis that I do for you. So it needs to be 100% accurate. We're not going to use a rule of thumb. So in nearly every meeting, I ask people how much they spend. And they say, oh, not that much. We don't live an extravagant lifestyle. And then, like clockwork, they start listing their bills. They say, our gas and electric, our mortgage, our car payment, insurance, etc. And then, you know, it might add up to like $4,000 a month or something like that. And then I asked them what their take-home pay is per month. And we look at the pay stub and we determine that it's $10,000 per month. And then I ask, okay, is your bank account balance going up by $6,000 each month? And the answer is always no. So hopefully you're following my train of thought here. People always underestimate what they think they're spending. They think they're spending $4,000 a month, but they're taking home $10,000 a month each pay. Well, they're spending more than four, okay? That's all there is to it. So what we do is we start with that take-home pay of $10,000 per month, and if we determine their bank account balance is staying level, that means that they're spending that full $10,000 per month. So that's where we start. Then we think about what expenses will not be there in retirement. And if you're working with me, hopefully that means the principal and interest on the mortgage will be gone because the mortgage will be no more at retirement. And I see this a lot too. People are paying for their kids' cell phone bill, their car insurance, maybe a student loan. Hopefully at retirement, all of that will be gone as well. And then there could be other things. What else won't exist after the last paycheck? So back to our example, if you're taking home $10,000 today and your mortgage will be no more, and that's $1,200 a month, don't forget about escrow, that would be separate. The principal and interest only is $1,200 a month, and that's what I'm talking about here. And maybe you're helping your kids out one way or another with another $800 a month. It happens, folks, believe me. This means that your retirement target is $8,000 per month or $96,000 per year. And in order to maintain the same standard of living that you're enjoying today, you know, we need to get this $8,000 a month. And don't forget to assume for a cost of living adjustment. That means inflation. So now that we've looked at the cost of living, let's take a look at how I approach retirement income using my Peak Income 360 model, which focuses on income from everywhere. And it always starts with Social Security. And your Social Security, the average American receives $1,300 per month per person. But if you're doing really well and you know you're taking home that $10,000 a month after 401k and taxes and other benefits, you'll probably have the maximum Social Security. And perhaps your spouse never worked, and for a couple, you're going to be receiving Social Security of $3,000 per month. So if our target is $8,000 per month, now we have $3,000 covered by Social Security. But remember, the $8,000 a month is after tax dollars, and the $3,000 of Social Security is pre-tax, so don't forget about that. So there's a number of ways to close this gap, and one is with a pension, if you're lucky enough to have one. Other ways would be with real estate rentals, selling your business if you're self-employed, investing in a guaranteed income stream, or a traditional portfolio of stocks and bonds. And this is back to that Peak Income 360, getting income from a lot of different places. But most people, they don't have that. They have a traditional portfolio of stocks and bonds and other things like mutual funds and ETFs. So how much money do we need to invest in order to generate that $5,000 per month to close the gap? And one easy way is to do a simple calculation and assume a 4% withdrawal rate from your portfolio. The math tells you you need $1.5 million. If you're earning 4%, that would generate $60,000 in income. But again, that is a $60,000 pre-tax, and we need to get after-tax. So depending on your different type of investment account, taxes are treated differently. Many times we're looking at a 401k or an IRA, which sadly means that every dollar will be fully taxed. And you know, depending on your tax bracket, it could be up to $2 million that you need in your IRA to generate that $60,000 of net income. So this is the final point of diversification. We want to diversify by asset class, diversify by income stream, and also diversify our tax buckets. We've all been, you know, hammered over our entire lives that we have to invest in our 401k, which is true, but unfortunately, for a lot of people, that's all they have invested in, and so they don't have that income tax diversification. It's important to have that pre-tax, it's important to have the Roth IRA, and it's important to have traditional after-tax accounts, which are subject to lower tax rates if you have qualified dividends and long-term capital gains. And if all of the money is in the 401, it's kind of like a ticking time bomb for taxes. At the end of the day, when you're thinking, do you have enough, it's very important to sit down with a certified financial planner. Don't go to a website and do it yourself. Definitely consult with a professional when you're looking at, will you have enough money? I can't emphasize that enough. And make sure that you're dealing with a certified financial planner, because there's a lot of people out there that call themselves financial advisors, and they really don't do any planning at all. They're essentially asset gatherers, and they collect your investment account and turn it over to an investment manager, and they're not doing any real planning at all. So definitely ask those pertinent planning questions when you're evaluating who you're working with. The next topic is, will I have enough to do? And many people are enamored with the prospects of retiring just because they don't want to work anymore, but they haven't figured out what they're going to do when they no longer have their day job. Or maybe their entire life is defined by their career, and they have fear of the unknown, of what is next. When you peel back the onion, who are you? Who are they? What is most important to you? And what do you value? You know, what would lead you to a fulfilling life for your second half? You know, sometimes people need a little help on this subject. And my suggestion is to go through the blueprinting exercise. The blueprinting process poses questions like, what do you value most? What is your meaningful purpose in life? What would a perfect day look like? How will you be remembered? Answering these questions, honestly, can be very revealing. So for more info on this topic, I recorded a separate podcast, as well as created a workbook to help you fill out and go through and figure out your own blueprint and definition of fulfillment, definition of true wealth, and help you find what meaningful purpose is in your life. And you don't need to be retired or even close to retirement to benefit from blueprinting. I do it every year myself, and I believe it's an activity which everyone should do as soon as possible. So check it out. The next question to ask is, have you had enough of work? In my experience, this really is not a concern for most people. But there are some of us who are such an A driver, it's such a goal-driven personality, that they aren't going out until the job is done, so to speak. They haven't accomplished everything that they want in their career. You know, it might have something to do with their title, their legacy, their replacement, leaving their department or company in good shape, you know, finishing or seeing through a particular project, or maybe something else that's intangible, like the camaraderie of work. They may enjoy that. They might enjoy their relationships at the office, and they're not ready to give it up. Another way to think of this is that they don't know what they'll do next, so by default, they just keep working. And lastly, some people haven't had enough of work because they don't believe they have enough money. And some people, no matter how much money they have, they'll never believe they have enough. Or they don't know what they're going to do, so they fear losing their identity, and they just blame working on not having enough money, but they're really just afraid. And we've seen a new trend take hold called the gig economy, G-I-G, maybe a part-time consulting job or something to utilize your other skill set. I'm not talking about, you know, the Walmart greeter job. That's different. If you're the type of person listening to this track, listening to this podcast, you're probably the type of person who has a lot of experience and a skill set which is still in demand. We see a lot of our clients working 2 or 3 days a week as consultants. This way, they get some extra cash, they have that camaraderie, they stay mentally sharp, and without all the typical stress of your former career. So a lot of people, you know, they've had enough of the full-time work, but they still want to stay sharp and work in that gig economy. Okay, our final topic, our final question, I should say, is your spouse on board? How much time do you spend with your spouse each day? When one of you is working, or both of them, odds are you don't really spend that much time together. If you really think about it, one of you gets up each day before the other one is awake, and they get home at 6 o'clock or so, and one of you is involved in an activity outside the house for an evening or two per week, really doesn't leave that much time together on average. And now you throw yourself into retirement, you could be potentially spending 10 times more time together. Are you ready for that? Are they ready for that? Don't overlook that question. On our quest for finding true wealth, our audience is young working people as well as people who have already retired. And the concept of finding true wealth and fulfillment applies to all. Today's topic of retirement is very important. It's one of the most important decisions we're going to make in our life, and we need to be prepared. We need to be financially secure. That's where I come in. And we need to have the proper expectations of what we're going to do with our second half, to find meaning in our second half. We need to be ready to move on from our main working career, and we need our loved ones on board and on the same page with us. If you've enjoyed today's content, let's make it official and subscribe to the podcast. And if you'd like to learn more about some of the concepts discussed, such as blueprinting or Peak Income 360, Income from Everywhere, please check out our website at peakwm.com. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Peak Financial Minute with Nick Hopwood. You can subscribe to this podcast through iTunes and the Android Marketplace or by visiting www.peakwm.com. Peak Wealth Management is your premier wealth management partner. Plan, protect, peak. Securities offered through Regulus Advisors, LLC. Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Peak Wealth Management, LLC, a state of Michigan registered investment advisor. Peak Wealth Management, LLC is independent of Regulus Advisors.